Doug Tengnan, Worldwide Market Perspective on the economic front. I guess it's no surprise. They almost broadcast these things before they do it to let the market react before they do it. 0.25% rate hike the Fed's going to meet. Maybe one more time, then they'll take a pause to see if inflation's under control. Because remember, Doug, inflation's only transitory.
That's right. That's right. We can't use that word, but I will say the indicators of inflation do seem to be trending down at this point. You know, if you look at the numbers, the raw numbers, the really bad news, it really stopped in July. The worst of the news stopped in July, and since then, it has been trending around 3%, which is 2% below where the Fed's targeting the interest rates to go.
Yeah. So no big surprise. Doug, I'm not seeing or feeling the pullback, but now I'm beginning to feel that the Fed, if they have their way, and they will, it's going to be sort of a back half of 2023 where we see a mild recession, because I'm not feeling it right now. It just seems like it's just a hard economy to read.
Well, I was reading something this morning, Jack. You may remember, you may recognize this text, but I was Jay Powell stood in the shadows, shivering, rocking from foot to foot to keep his toes from freezing, and watch his breath whiten in the frigid air. As a risk manager, it was his job to knit problems like this in the bud. You recognize that text, Jack? You might recognize it.
What?
It's from Rebecca's Rising, Jack.
Oh, really?
Great. Yeah.
Oh, John Andrews. Are you talking about outside of UVM?
No, I'm talking about your book,
yeah,
Rebecca's
when,
Rising.
Yeah, when the guy came to look at when John Andrews, he didn't know the guy was outside. Good for you.
Yeah. No, it's Jay Powell's a risk manager. He looks ahead. He tries to find
wow.
out.
Now, wait a minute. I got to tell you, I've heard this. What is he talking about? That's a scary thought when someone starts quoting your own book. That's scary.
You write too much, Jack. That's why.
Hold on. Give me a quick review. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It was great. I saw, oh my gosh, he's got it up on Amazon at a discount price here. I got to download it and read it.
Good.
Yeah. So, no, it, very, very good. And I liked it enough to quote it, you know?
Wow. Thank you, Doug.
My pleasure. If you're bored, write a book. That's what I tell people.
The problem is I wasn't bored when I wrote it. I just don't know what to do now. Okay, go ahead, Doug.
Yeah. No, I mean, Jay Powell, like Don Andrews, is a risk manager. And, you know, the market is saying they're going to start cutting rates by the end of the year, maybe in their October meeting, maybe in their in their December meeting. Who knows? Because they're data dependent. It all depends on what the data does. The data is showing that things are slowing down. Will they slow enough for the Fed to cut? I don't know. The Fed is telling you we're going to do what we need to do to get the job done. And The market's saying we think you're on the edge of doing enough. And, you know, when you look at the housing market, having really there's a great big sucking hole in the middle of the housing market. Yep. When you look at auto sales are certainly slowing down. When you look at other aspects of the economy, the leading indicators are trending lower. But is that enough for a recession? I don't know. I think what we're in is a rolling recession. It's one sector, then another sector, right. then another sector. We saw that in the 80s. We saw that in the mid-90s. Well, we've seen it before.
That's what we have you for. You'll keep us posted. Hey, just real quickly on that, the book and that scene. It's funny because after the book was written, I went back and I wanted to start it at UVM. And here I am wearing my UVM hat today. But Davis Hall was one of the dormitories where I stayed my first year. And then we actually had a fire. And that cold night, and that was actually written to a real moment where the guy was outside and Andrews was. It's funny you brought that up. But it was fun for me because the whole book, I like writing it from the perspective. Andrews has no idea, kind of as he gets older and goes back to Salem, Mass, kind of who's after him and why. And it's kind of that feeling like, what if that happened to you? That who's that guy following me? Why are they taking shots at me? Who is this group? What did I do? It's kind of
a
fun.
You did a great job, Jack. You clearly have a talent for fiction. I do a lot of writing, but I don't do fiction. Stuff is much more boring. Like, how do you save for college? How do you put the money aside? Well, where do you put it? How do you save on taxes?
The fun thing about fiction is you can kind of create it with a little bit of nonfiction. So you take a little bit of fact and then you kind of let your mind run with it. Well, Doug, thank you for the review. I appreciate it. Doug Tengnan, Worldwide Market Perspective. Thank you, Doug.
Jack, you have a great week.